CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Betsy, keep an eye on Bobby while I answer the phone, dear. Hello? Yes? Oh, hello, Mrs. Houston. Women's club? Well, I didn't know there was a meeting today. Oh, yes, yes, that's right. I did get a notice of an emergency meeting. I forgot about it. Betsy has the mumps, and I just... Well, I just don't see how I can get to, you know. I cannot leave her alone.
It's starting to snow again.
Oh, wait a minute. My husband just came home. He gets through work early. Now, hold on, Mrs. Houston. I'll see if he has any plans. Hold on, will you?
Starting to snow again.
Listen, are you going anywhere?
Going anywhere? I just got home.
Are you going to stay home?
Well, yes.
Good. Mrs. Houston, I'll get over there right away. Yes. Goodbye.
What? Get over where right away? Where?
The women's club. There's a special emergency meeting I forgot about in the excitement of Betsy having mumps, and I just
honestly,
didn't get...
Honestly, you women.
What is so funny?
Well, I don't know, honey. An emergency meeting of the women's club. What is it, some violent argument about whether to have the spring fashion show in April or in May?
You men never take women's clubs seriously, do you? You always act as though it's a bunch of women in silly hats getting together and drinking tea.
Well, isn't it?
All right,
now don't get your back up.
Well, you make me mad.
I don't
now.
Blame you, honey. I said the wrong thing, and I apologize. What would we do without women's clubs?
Oh, you're impossible, really, you are. Anyhow, the meeting may run late, and if it does... Now, listen to me. Can you manage to fry some hamburgers for the children?
Yeah, I think so. I believe I'm capable of feeding my children.
All
no,
right.
You run along to your meeting, Donnie. And when you come home, I'd like to hear what this emergency was.
Well, I'll be glad to tell you.
I don't want another word out of you, Betsy. You're to turn off your light and go to sleep. Now, you hear me? And you're not to get out of bed again. You've had enough drinks of water. Now go to sleep.
Good heavens, look at this kitchen.
Oh, there you are.
Oh,
well, for heaven's sake, it's about time you got home. All I can say is the next time your woman's club has an emergency meeting, it better not be at dinner time.
Gracious, I thought the kitchen looked bad enough. You look worse. What happened? Are the children in bed?
Yeah, they are. They were a minute ago, both of them.
Did you feed them?
I cooked potatoes. They boiled dry while I was mopping up the glass of milk that Bobby spilled all over the table.
Oh, you have to
I fried
them.
Hamburgers, which Betsy said was not the way you fried them.
Oh, well. What in the world have you got in your ear?
I don't know.
Look in the mirror.
Squash.
Oh,
that squash. While I was cleaning ketchup off the floor, Bobby put his fist in the squash, and then he just threw it. He threw a handful of squash at me, that boy.
You have to watch him, dear.
Yeah, watch him. I had to wash it off the window and the woodwork.
Oh, you poor thing. Did you get something to eat, too?
I guess I must have. I'm not hungry anyhow.
Well, I cook myself a hamburger and clean up the kitchen. You go in the living room and relax, honey. I'll bring you some coffee.
Yeah, I think I better take a shower first. I seem to be splattered with squash and ketchup and milk and chocolate pudding for dessert. Look, may I inquire about the emergency nature of your woman's club meeting, that it had to be held at dinner time?
Well, it wasn't supposed to, dear. We just ran late.
And was it something vitally important about whether to hold a spring fashion show in April or May?
No, it was not.
No?
No. Go take your shower while I grab a bite of dinner myself, and then I'll bring some coffee in the living room, and I'll be glad to tell you about our women's club meeting. Well, here's your coffee. You're in a better humor now, dear.
Yeah, I sure am. You know something? I don't give you enough credit for coping with two children. They are a handful, no kidding.
I know it.
I tell you, I haven't even had a chance to look at the paper tonight.
See if there's anything in there about the streetlights.
What streetlights?
Well, about better lighting for the streets here in town. I think it's time something was done.
Oh, yeah, sure is.
Some of the streets right in town, it's a disgrace. I don't see why we don't have more streetlights on this road out here. As I was driving home tonight, I thought, why, I would be scared to death if anything happened to the car and I had to walk up that dark road. You know, there's no reason why we shouldn't have streetlights closer together instead of these great, long, dark spaces.
Yeah, that's true, that's true. Certainly been plenty of talk about doing something about it.
Well, then why isn't something done about it?
I don't know, darling, I don't know. You know, these things take time.
In the meantime, people are getting hit over the head and robbed. Like that poor woman on Oak Street last night.
Yeah, I know, it's terrible. You know, you used to think these things just happen in big cities. Now it seems to be everywhere.
Well, it's been proved they don't happen as much when there's good street lighting. What are you doing about it?
Me?
Yes, you.
Honey, I haven't got anything to do with it. That's a job for the mayor and the city council, police department, all that.
You're a businessman, a taxpayer. You belong to the Rotary, Chamber of Commerce, the Businessmen's Club. Why don't you businessmen all get together and demand better street lighting, better police patrol, for the protection of your wives and children?
For Pete's sake, what's the matter with you tonight?
You wanted to know what our emergency meeting was about at the women's club. Well, that's what it was about.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, yeah, you know, it's a very good idea. What did you resolve, to send a letter to the mayor and the city council?
Oh, we did that some time ago, dear. We had a lovely letter back from the mayor. They all appreciate our interest and concern, and we would be glad to know the situation was being studied thoroughly. Mayor hoped a solution was in the not too far distant future.
Oh.
That's the exact wording, something.
Well, more streetlights take more money. I mean, the mayor has to watch a step, you know, with election coming up. Honey, there's a lot of angles to this that you don't understand. A lot of politics.
Well, I guess it's true most women don't.
No.
Understand politics as well as most men.
No.
I guess that's true. However, we do understand about better street lighting. I mean, that's not so mysterious. And we have decided that unless something is done at once, we women are going to do something.
Oh, yeah. Well, fine. Uh-huh. More power to you. What are you planning? Raise money and put up some street lights yourselves? Or just carry torches around?
No. We had several suggestions we think are a little better than that. Mrs. Harvey Beeman had one idea. We'd go on strike.
On strike? On strike from what?
Everything. Housework. Cooking mainly. Oh, we'd feed our children. But no husbands.
Are you kidding?
No. The important part is, you see, that we wouldn't buy anything. We'd do all our shopping at maybe two large supermarkets, so they'd get all the business. We wouldn't buy shoes or dresses or hats, nothing. The stores would be empty. Shoe stores, department stores, nobody'd buy any electrical appliances or sheets, pillowcases, towels, jewelry, nothing. We just wouldn't buy anything.
Oh, well, honey, I don't think you'd get all the women in town to go along with that deal. The majority don't belong to your club in the first place.
Oh, no, I know that. We'd put on an extensive door-to-door campaign. I mean, take time, as you said. The idea being, of course, that the merchants, the businessmen, would be frantic when they saw their shops empty, and maybe they would get busy and push this matter of better street lighting.
Oh, well, I don't think that would work at all, dear. Really,
Well, frankly, we finally decided we didn't think it would either.
Oh, well, that's good. I mean, you know, I hate to see you getting involved in something that... I mean, it's commendable that you're taking such an interest in the streetlights, but, I mean, anything as drastic as... Well, I mean, the economy of the whole town.
Got you worried a little bit already, haven't I, dear? Huh?
Oh, silly. No, I'm not worried.
Well, you should be. All you men better sit up and take notice. We're running a woman for mayor in the spring elections.
You're running a woman for mayor?
Yes, and women for all the elected positions.
What?
Then when the mayor is elected, needless to say, any appointments she makes will be women, too. Oh, we'll win, too. You know, there are more women voters than men in this town. Did you know that, dear?
Yeah, I know that there are plenty of women who won't vote for another woman.
We'll get the vote of every woman who hates to walk down a dark street. And that's every woman. There. That's probably another husband who's just heard the news. We women decided to break it tonight. And when you're through talking, I have another surprise for you, dear.
Okay, all right. Now, will you please tell me what this other surprise is?
Yes, dear. I just haven't had a chance. Your friends keep calling all the time. Well, now there's another one.
Oh, golly.
Get a chance.
Yeah, I know. Hello. Yes. Yes, Joe. Yes, I know. The whole thing is simply ridiculous. Look. I don't think they got a chance of getting a woman elected mayor, but you know as well as I do, I mean, they really could make a terrible mess of the elections. Sure. Yeah, that's exact... I know, I agree with you. But look, Joe, what can I do?
Won't be any mess, dear. We'll just win.
Well, now, listen, Joe. I'll call a special meeting of the Businessmen's Club tomorrow. Now, stop worrying, will you? Yes. Oh, I know. Harry called. Yeah, Bill called, too. I told him the same thing as chairman of the Businessmen's Club. The only thing I can do is call a meeting to discuss possible action. Well, I don't know. We'll have to talk it over. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, all right, fine. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodness, I don't know why you men are so excited. We have a perfect right to run a woman for mayor, haven't we?
Well, yes, but I... by golly, you know, I have to give you women credit. You win. Okay, you win. The businessmen will swing into action now, and we promise we'll take up the street lighting problem. Okay?
Promises again.
No, okay.
You said we promised to take it up the mayor.
We'll do it. We'll get it. We'll get it. We'll get better street lighting now. Look, I'll get up a committee myself. I'll do it myself to see the mayor and the city council.
The mayor.
Oh, honey, he's a good man. He's honest, reliable.
He's a do-nothing.
He
tries to please everybody and gets nothing done. What are you smiling at?
You know, honey, it's the first time I've ever seen you take a real interest in politics. I'm glad. I'm glad. I really am. And if it took better street lighting to do it, good. What are you smiling at?
I'd like you to be the first to know that I've been asked to run for mayor in the spring elections.
You...
Uh-huh.
You don't...
Uh-huh.
You don't know anything about...
Oh, I haven't accepted, dear, and I probably won't, but it's nice to have the girls think I could do it, and I said I'd think about it. Kind of exciting, though, probably for you, dear. I'll wash up these coffee cups.
Hello? Hi, Fred. Fred, dude, calm down, will you? Calm down, will you? You haven't even heard the worst. Look, all I can say is the girls may be kidding, but the time has come to do something about the street lighting. Yes.
CBS Radio presents the Singing Boyd Sisters, one for each ear, both for 6 evenings every week. Monday through Friday evenings and Sundays, for good measure, double your pleasure with the songs and bright-hearted personalities of these two popular song boys, Jane and Joan. These identical twins pack plenty of bubbling talent into their twin singing styles. Listen in often. The Star's address invites you to double your pleasure with Jane and Joan, two boys of a feather who sing together 6 times a week on CBS Radio. The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.